Oil and gas are some of the biggest industries in Louisiana, but many Gulf Coast residents listened to the president last night not to hear about his energy policy, but to hear what he had to say about the devastated hurricanes that reached their region last year. NPR's Audie Cornish watched the president's address with a house full of New Orleans residents, and she has this report.
Wine, beer, and Middle Eastern takeout are the recipe for a good gathering around the president's State of the Union address on Laurel Street. Gavin MacArthur and his wife Allison Alsup invited friends to watch. Like the city, they're mostly Democrats, and they're expecting to pick over whatever plans the president might have for the hurricane-affected region.
Just curious, is anyone following the time here? Because we have yet to actually get to the Union.
Yeah. 51 minutes, and he hasn't even mentioned the fact that close to 2,000 people have died in Louisiana in the past year.
President Bush combed through an extensive agenda defending the war in Iraq, the Patriot Act, and domestic wiretapping practices. Halfway through, an impatient Gavin MacArthur changes into a T-shirt that reads,
"Screw Fallujah, save New Orleans."
It's nearly the end of the hour by the time the president gets to the section on the Gulf region and hurricane recovery. But at the end of the speech, Lucia Blackshore can only express disappointment. She's a civil rights attorney in the city and lost her home and everything in it due to the storm. She says Mr. Bush's comments were too little and too vague.
I just think that it's amazing that the images that people watched that week after the storm, those horrible, horrible images of people suffering in the way that they did in this city, that they can be just completely unacknowledged in this speech.
Another who lost his apartment in the city was Dale Rebick. He works at Loyola University, though he's not sure how long the job will last if the school tries to recover from the storm with staffing cuts. Rebick says the speech proves the city is no longer on the radar of the Bush administration or the country.
We felt forgotten for a while now, and this just sort of underlined it.
Around this coffee table, the president's speech was remarkable for what it did not include. No details on levee systems, no further plans on how to help the area rebuild. The evening's host and University of New Orleans teacher, Allison Alsup.
You hear the phrase over and over again, it is up to us, and if New Orleans survives, it will be because of what we do. And I think that's a very sad position because we have paid our taxes, we have sent sons and daughters of Louisiana to Iraq, and we have paid our dues to the government, and it is up to them, really, I think, to make good on their side of the deal.
And with that portion lacking, the rest of the speech was practically white noise to these residents of New Orleans. Rebick says the hurricane has made him a one-issue voter.
Iraq, education, alternative fuels, you know, name everything else that he mentioned, cloning. All of it just pales in comparison to the fact that my city has been practically wiped off the map.
The last time the president discussed the Gulf region in a national address was last September in New Orleans' Jackson Square. At that time, he promised to, quote, do whatever it takes to help the region. But at the MacArthur's house, President Bush only seemed to have moved further from that goal. Audie Cornish, NPR News, New Orleans.